Have a guest joining us here in studio this morning. Ken Moorman is with us this morning, representing the Friends of the Atlantic Public Library. How are you this morning?
Thank you for letting me come out.
Well, could I stop you?
Well, I had a gun out, but I didn't need to use it.
The door's unlocked. What am I going to do?
That's right.
Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. You guys have a couple of events coming up here real quick, starting this Saturday.
And you know what? It's one of those free things. Mm-hmm. And we're really kind of anxious to get this going again. I believe this is our third spring or fall. It's just a spring one, obviously. Shred Day for Atlantic. And what we're doing is we're supporting the library in one of their projects. The library last spring said that, well, we're going to have a Shred Day, and we'd kind of like to have some help. And I looked at the librarian, and I said, I believe that's one of the things we help sponsor, right? And the Friends of the Library, through their book sale, gives the library quite a bit of money, in our work world. And one of the things they sponsor is a shred day. They bring a truck out from Des Moines. This is a shredding truck. it's got a lot of capacity. I think we do a couple tons of paper. It's this Saturday. We're going to have... which is April 7th, and it's from 9 to 11 in the morning. We invite anybody in the listening audience. I suppose this is really an Atlantic project, but, you know, I'd love to open it up to anybody that wants to come in from this surrounding area. It's not open to businesses, and we don't want a huge amount of things, but we probably won't turn anything away. The shredder ask that there be no binders in there. I don't know exactly what that means. I do know what a binder is, but I would think they would cut up pretty good. But there may be some metal and three-ring binders. That's probably what I'm thinking of. They don't want there. It's from 9 to 11, and we kind of have a little system on this. People can come in from the alley into the library parking lot going east. They'll just pull up, pop their trunk lid, or give me the key, and I'll go around and open it for them, open their back doors or their back seat. Maybe that's where the paper is. The people don't even have to get out of their car. We will have two or three people there that will unload it in probably 15 seconds. It'll be put into a dumpster and taken over and shredded on site, instantly while the people are right there, but they can move on. I would say sitting at the stopping point, they probably won't be there more than 30 seconds. And it's the biggest problem will be for them to go through their shelves and files and throw stuff away. What do you throw away? I don't have the answer for that.
Talk to your tax preparer and your legal.
Right.
Get some legal advice.
I've heard there that the more you have, the worse chance you have of getting. If you don't have it, they can't really prosecute you. So I suppose that's kind of an off-the-cuff answer.
You bet. Well, we're used to driving through for food and prescriptions and all kinds of things. Now you can drive through to get rid of some of those old documents to get them shredded, too. You've made it so easy.
And you know, every year, we did it twice last year. In the spring, it was a rainy day, but it came off really good. We had a lot of people. I mean, it was lined up 8 or 10 deep for a while. Towards the end, we worked it out and everything. It's fun to see your friends. People come in. Well, now, I don't want this to go back to Des Moines. Is it shredded right now? Yes, it's shredded right on the spot.
Well, and a lot of those experts tell us how important it is to shred some of those old documents that we no longer need with the prevalence of identity theft and those types of issues out there, but some of us don't have shredders in the home. So this is an easy service to take advantage of.
And, you know, if you have one in your home, it takes a lot of time to go through and pull all those paper clips and stuff like that out and decide. You don't have to do that now. Just bring it in. We'll chew it up.
You bet. Very good. So, again, that's this Saturday, April 7th, 9 to 11 a.m.
You got to get up early.
Remember that window, 9 to 11.
And that's something else. People cannot bring stuff down early. Leave it off at the library. It's just they don't have facilities for doing that. And we hope everybody will take care of this free offering from the library.
Yeah, I hope we mentioned that enough. It's free. Make sure you understand that.
Everything has a thing attached, you know, right. These days. So this one's free.
You bet. Well, the next event you have coming up here later this month, it's not free, but it's almost there. The book sale coming up again. And boy, that's an opportunity for folks to get some real bargains.
Bargains is, I guess, the word there. We have probably, last year we kind of counted really loosely. Last fall we had a bonanza of books. And we're really amazed at the quality of the books. Now, I don't mean the little onesie-twosie books, but the big books that people buy, read, and then put on their shelf. These full, I'll call them full function books. The librarian was talking with me the other day, and she says, I've been to a lot of book sales, but I've never seen so much quality books offering here. All the hardbacks are going to be just a dollar. And that's a very fair price. She says most of these things, if you're buying, are $15 to $20 to $25. So you're saving a big percentage there. We have a huge offering of paperbacks, mostly newer ones. We can find some vintage ones in there some once in a while. But there's probably a couple of thousand of those, and a couple of at least a big number, hundreds of the hardback books. Then a lot of the miscellaneous books, you know, the car repair books, the how to do it books. We have a huge amount of cooking books, cookbooks. We get some magazines. We just try to give them away because we don't want them around very much anymore.
You bet. Do people donate all year long?
All year long. And that's as we had last fall, the next day when we were boxing up, we forgot to bring these in. And they bring them into the library. The library goes through them first to make sure that they're decent. And second of all, they find some books that are donated to the library for their shelves. And maybe they've got a book that's read quite a bit and it's showing some wear. They'll take the new one out and then give us the older one to sell. It's a rotating thing. They also give the surrounding libraries in Cass County a chance to come in and look at the books to see if they want to add any to their shelves. So it's kind of, we're taking care of the neighborhood.
It's the ultimate recycling program.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Now, we call it a book sale, but does it include like magazines, DVDs, things like that?
It's basically big books and stuff, and we get some old collectible type stuff. Some people bring in magazines. We usually do them 10 for a dollar. We just want to get them back out again. And there's some pretty neat stuff in that, too. Last year we had a lot of VCR tapes, and we had a few DVDs, what's that old thing called, a cassette or something like that. We had some of that. They didn't move too good. We even had a Christmas decoration, a sleeping Santa that took 2 years to get to get sold, but we got her sold finally.
Well, you might find some collectible
okay,
items there too.
That's starting April 18, 19, and 20, which is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's, 2 weeks away.
Okay.
And we want people to come down at any time the library's open, which is from 9 in the morning to 6 in the evening, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 18, 19, and 20.
Okay, very good. So put that on your schedule of things to do. Is there still time if they have some stuff around the house they'd like to donate? Still time to do that?
The room is not full yet.
Okay.
The room is not full yet.
Well, I know how busy that can get at the last minute trying to get everything ready.
So. Everything that comes in goes upstairs to the first cursor look, and they get a chance at it first, which is great. That's what it's for.
Sure.
But then the library also rotates some of their shelf stock that is outdated information, or books that are over 4 or 5 years old that haven't been used. They go through that quite a bit.
Ken, give them a quick sales pitch. Friends of the library, there's always extra chair at the table, right?
That we have. Friends of the Library was formed about 5, 6, 7 years ago. It's a completely volunteer group, people that like to read, people that like to donate their time. It's a $10 membership, and we love to have new members. We need volunteers. I'm going to say that the ladies put in a lot of extra time getting this thing ready. When you have 2,000 or 3,000 books, you've got to look at every one of them. You can't say, well, here's a bunch. You look at every one of them to see whether it's a book or mystery or what it is, and we try somewhat to organize it, but people come in and say, I want some from author John Doe. Well, that's kind of hard to find because we don't do it basically by author, although the paperbacks last year, the lady that was in charge of paperbacks did a marvelous job. She had them pretty well organized by author. So we make some attempts to. They can join the Friends of the Library. I will be there taking money all 3 days, and people sign up right then and there for $10 or a year. We'll get your name, address, and email, and get you involved. And even if you don't want to be involved, just want to donate to the library, we take all types of donations, too.
All right, very good. So check all of that out. Coming up again this Saturday, April 7th, 9 to 11, is the shredding event, and then coming up April 18, 19, and 20. That's the book sale, so make sure you put both of those on your slate. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for the opportunity.